Stories of the day.
Do it.
Back here on Let's Get Local, as just got through some important discussions about communication, the importance of that as we're seeing in our world, and then some day by local updates. Again, those paid protection payment loans, really important right now. The PPP, go for that, and again, go with your local financial institutions. They have been so helpful with that process, and they'll give you a hand and walk you through it, no doubt. Now I'm really excited to, as we continue on talking about some of the really important groups and organizations in our community, this guy, our next guest, Will Green, has been involved so much in this community for such a long time, doing a bunch of great things. And he's got a group, Mentoring Positives, that he started. I know he coaches basketball. I mean, Will's doing all kinds of good stuff. So let's chat with him now and find out more. Will, how are you this morning, sir?
How you doing? I'm good, fellas.
Will, tell us a little bit about Mentoring Positives, just to fill in the audience.
Yeah, in a nutshell, Mentoring Positives, it's a mentoring program working with youth in our community. We're located on the east side over in the Darbo-Worthington neighborhood. We started in 2004, and really it was a dedication to my mom. I lost my mom when she was 46 years old, and I lost her to breast cancer. So her name was Muriel Pipkins. I took the M and the P, and I created Mentoring Positives to give back to our community. And so we work with a lot of kids through a lot of different platforms in our program, through urban ag, through basketball programming, and things of that nature. So just trying to build positive relationships with kids and families in our community.
You can find out more about that, mentoringpositives.org. They're also on Facebook and other platforms. Will, one thing is, you talk about kids, and since 2004, things have changed a lot, right? So how have you found you've still been able to relate to kids, even in 2021?
that's a great question, man.
It's a constant challenge, right?
It is. But you know, when I got to Madison, I was a special education assistant over at Lindbergh Elementary. So when I started that job, I started working with kids when they were in first grade, kindergarten, first grade. And so, as you can imagine, we've been doing this program going on 17 years right now. So a lot of those kids are juniors and seniors right now in high school. And being that they were on the north side, they feed into East and La Follette High School. So that's kind of like my span of kids that I have been connected to since kindergarten and first grade. And how I've been able to connect with those kids, I think for mentors and people that work with youth, the youth voice is a powerful tool. And so if you are accepted by a youth, and youth in general, that word spreads through their networks, and you kind of become cool through that network. And so I've just been able to adapt, and I really found that, you know, through all our mentoring and things that we do in this community, I don't care what it is, business, whatever, you have to build true trust and relationships, and that's what we've been able to do over the 16 years that we've been in inception.
Will, I think it helps if you have a little cool in you, and you definitely have that. So I think that helps you.
No doubt.
helps that work. Obviously, you're doing things with kids, and that you're really passionate about that. Tell us more about some of the new initiatives. Now, I know, you know, you started teaching kids about cooking, and you made the off-the-block salsa, and now you've got more things going. So talk to us about how that's evolved and what the newest product is.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, our newest product is our pizza. I've found myself to be thrust into a lot of urban ag and production of products through our social entrepreneurship program. So, like I said, our newest product is our pizza, which just went to all Willie Street co-ops right before Christmas of last year. And I'm pretty excited about that, because we get to work over in the feed kitchen on the north side. Chris and his team over there has been great to allow us to get in there and teach kids through that platform. As you know, our salsa has been in 8 stores, Metcalf's and all Hilldale, all Willie Street co-ops, Regent Street Market. And we had a production company producing our salsa for us. So my biggest initiative is bringing that back to Madison this year and hopeful to give more kids an opportunity to learn some business and life skills through that and create more job opportunities for them. So I'm looking forward to getting both entities here in Madison and provide more opportunities to kids.
Well, what made you go that direction with food for kids? Because I think when I think about it, you end up learning a lot through the process. If you can make something, create something, see it through that process of being a product that's then sold. Is that why you really got into it, or what was the inspiration from food?
Yeah, you know, through our programs, man, if you think about it, our motto is the hook is the key. And so, for instance, I took basketball, and so when the Salvation Army and the Darbo Community Center was open, I would get a number of young African-American males in the gym, and I teach through that platform. So basketball is just a hook, but I teach a lot of life skills before any basketball happens. So we talk about not having a father, peer pressure, and who's your supports in the community, things of that nature. And so I took a sustainability leadership program. I was a fellow through that program at Edgewood College. And so I found out about Will Allen in Milwaukee, and he was doing urban ag and growing food in the city of Milwaukee. And, you know, an old white activist came through the neighborhood and was like, Will, we got to get the kids doing something. I was like, yeah, we do. He's like, let's make salsa. I was like, let's make salsa. And so Holy Cross Church gave us an acre of land. We started growing tomatoes and peppers. And before I knew it, Tim Metcalf gave me a call and said, hey, Will, let's get this salsa in the store. And I was like, wow, this is what the kids ultimately wanted. And so that's how we got into it, man. So it was kind of like I fell into it. And then I started to see exactly what you just said. Kids started to see that they can make a product, they can produce the product, they can, you know, wrap it up and put it in the store and watch it sell. And what's more beautiful than that, to see the hard work pay off of people supporting us through the community and watching our products be bought by different people in the community. So it was just a beautiful thing, and it's worked out that we were able to work with the city to get some funding. And now we're able to pay some of the kids to be in that program. So
that's fantastic. Talking with Will Green of Mentoring Positives and so many other positive things in our community. You know, it was a great display what you just said, Will, too, about local businesses working together with you to get circulation on that and make those products a reality. One quick question, though, follow up is, you mentioned the hook. Is the hook part of your basketball game as well? Have you taught that?
Yes, no doubt about it, man.
It's a weapon, right?
Yeah, it's a weapon, man. It's an old school weapon. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar mastered it. And, you know, I teach the kids through that. So, and that's another thing that keeps me relevant. You know, I got a mean jump shot. And, you know, when you kind of like this great basketball player in the minority community, they kind of treat you like a special type of god. So I use that to my advantage.
Will, I got a more serious question for you. Obviously, with some of the things that have been going on, you know, that we've seen, that everyone's seen, you know, across our country, and how do you continue to spread positive messages to these kids when they're seeing on social media some of the ugliness and some of the things that are challenging in our world?
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. I think you are exactly right. These are unprecedented times and things that we are seeing in our community, and I think this pandemic has unveiled a lot of, you know, the inequities and, you know, just unjust racial equality in our community. And so I often tell our kids they have a powerful voice in how they go about, you know, just talking into these spaces. You know, I think one of the most important things is, I try to tell them, is when you are around people that are, you know, being racist and you hear racist comments, you know, you should speak up in those spaces, because we have to let people know, like, that we are not going to stand for that. You need to voice your opinion, no matter how comfortable it is. You know, I talk to a lot of some of my white kids that they may be in a household that is uncomfortable, the adult conversations that's being said, and I just want them to express themselves. I want them to be able to do that. And I just commended a lot of our kids, because if you look at some of their social media, you will see them posting about these things that's happening in our community. So they're very aware of what's going on. And, you know, for me as an adult and working with kids, we have to provide the stage and the platform to give these kids the voice to speak into these issues in life. And so I've always used negative things to turn them into positive things. As you know, mentoring positives, I took that pain and I turned it into passion to give to these kids. And I really, truly believe kids are our future, and they will be the ones that's running this world. And I'm almost 50 years old. I'll be 50 in March. And so I know they're going to be the ones that's taking care of me when I get old. So I'm trying to throw as much passion as I can to them and tell them that, you know, I think good always outweighs evil. My psychology professor always told us that love conquers all. And I truly believe that. And I think that was represented in democracy this past year as Georgia sent two U.S. Senate people. That's a black man and a Jewish man to Congress, man. And so that was a beautiful sight to see. And it just lets us know that, you know, good will always take care of evil, man.
We'll keep up the great work with Mentoring Positives, and those kids are better off because they know you. So thanks for everything you do for our community. We appreciate it. We'll be back here on Devil Radio right on the other side of the break.
This is Brad from Zero Res Carpet Cleaning. If you like a fresh and clean home and you like to save money, now's the best time of year to get your carpets clean. January, February, Zero Res is running a winter special. Save money and get the best cleaning in Madison. Give us a call, 608-848-9000.
Are you a small business owner or professional that would like to be featured in your own weekly Ask the Expert radio segment or Show and Devil radio? Let us help you in your business, team with our broadcast professionals, to create the right show or segment setting you apart as the go-to professional and as an expert in your field. All shows and sponsored segments are podcasted. It will be professional broadcast quality. Packages from $395. Call Devil Radio today at 608-819-TALK.
Maybe you need a more muscular voice on talk radio. Maybe you need Matt Flynn direct.
Attention to the clowns of the authoritarian left. We are fighting QAnon. We are fighting the Republican Party. You are not going to knife us from the side and say we're going to attack it from the left. Do you understand? This is the Democratic Party, not a socialist party, not some authoritarian left party.
Listen to Matt Flynn direct every weekday from 6 to 8 a.m. only on Devil Radio. Gotta cut you
down. Madison, tune in every weekday from 11 to 2 on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM for the Tom Hartman Program. Join the show's conversation because our democracy is not a spectator sport. Listen live right here on Devil Radio.
The Devil's Advocates.
There are lots of people that haven't made up their mind on this race, and you think, how could that be? No, there are. There are a lot of people that could still make a decision all the way on election day down.
Undecided voters are the biggest idiots on the planet. Try giving short, simple answers.
Like you'll go person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Yosemites.
Because freedom.
Stay informed with Progressive News and Talk on 92.7 Wisconsin's home for Devil Radio.
Back here on Let's Get Local, closing out the hour. We debut our new segment. I'm excited to bring this one to you. Thanks again. What inspiring talk with Will Green. And some fun talks, some basketball. We got it all. Jimmy and I are both wearing our Packers stuff today. We're geared up for the playoff game tonight, right?
Go Pack, go.
Oh, man. So excited. So excited. And we're waiting 2 weeks with the bye, too. But we're all excited to cheer on our Packers today. As we get there, though, before we get into that, I do want to call on you, the listeners. And we're going to start it off. Jimmy and I will start it off, but I hope you guys call in 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, to tell us about places you can't live without. These are our local shout-outs. You have some options here. Local restaurant, a coffee place, gift store, a street name, and a view or site. Any of those things you want to call in, tell us your favorite local thing here. Just keep it local with the restaurants and businesses and street names or your viewer site. Call in and let us know. 844-967-2789. Jimmy, I'm going to you. Pick one of those and tell me what you think. I'll give you one. What's a restaurant that you just can't live without, that you really, really love?
I really like The Kingdom. It's a local restaurant on the north side in Sherman Plaza right there. And they have some really good breakfast there. And I like the little drive-through, and the owners are really cool. There is a local small business right on the north side. That's where I am. I live and my business is on the north side. So, yeah, The Kingdom has really good food. And as far as places, I'm a Northsider. I love Governor's Island,
Yeah, I've asked that question of different people through some other podcasting I was doing for Dan by Local. And, a lot of people for the viewer site were like the view of the Capitol coming around, on John Nolan Drive. Mm-hmm. There were other people that talked about lakes, things like that. And really fun with some of the street names, people would come up with memorable street names they really enjoyed or liked. And those are the things, when you think about it, those local places, those sites, those views, those unique streets, those are the things that make our community what it is, that make it different than every other place in the world. So that's kind of what I'm trying to bring home with this. I'll give you some. A restaurant that I absolutely love and just cannot live without is Migrants. I mean, I live on the east side, but I'm going over to Migrants. It's about a 7-minute drive. Not bad. Just off the Beltline. And Chef Oscar over there makes some incredible food. And that's one place. And as far as coffee, I'm a big coffee guy. What about you, Jimmy? Into coffee?
I love coffee,
okay.
Yes.
So there's tons of great coffee places around. But the first place I ever had coffee when I moved to Madison, actually before I moved to Madison, when I came for a job interview to see if I'd have an opportunity to move to Madison, if I was going to get that job, a friend took me over to Java Cat. And I love Java Cat. Great place. Renee's awesome. The owner's over there. The staff. Incredible baked goods. You got to pair the baked goods with the coffee for me to really be into it, But Java Cat, one of my favorites in the whole area. If you have favorites, give us a call, 844-967-2789.
I was going to say, I know Renee from Java Cat. She's an awesome person.
Yep.
And that's a great little coffee shop there. You can walk in. It's like a living room. You can walk in, just have a seat in the living room and drink some really good coffee there.
Drive through. The building's small. It doesn't, you're not going to drive up to the outside and be overwhelmed by the building, but the products, the staff, the feel of it, and everything they give you, and the service, incredible. Java Cat right on Monona Drive. Retail and gift places, though, there's so many of them, so many incredible ones and unique ones. So I was hoping some listeners might dig in on that one. But one place for me that I have found that is an incredible gift store that I love is J&J Craftworks over in Verona. Drina Vincent created it, and the story behind that, Drina's going to be a guest on an upcoming show too, but she created that store as an opportunity for seniors in her community to do something productive, make products, people that are handy, things like that. She has a lot of wood crafts, other things that are basically made by people right in the community, and then she gave them a platform to sell that stuff.
Oh, neat.
So they're still doing something productive, making a little money. She's making a little money, and it's all just one-of-a-kind type stuff, too, that you can't get at other places.
One place I recently discovered that I probably spent a little too much money at it's Reed Machines. They're on the corner of Commercial and North Sherman, right across from Beer and Barrel, I believe that bar is. But they have used computers. They could fix your computer. Like I had some sort of bug on one of my computers and don't know what was going on. I took it into them. Within 3 hours, they had it done, and the computer was humming like a dream. So Reed Machines, I want to give them a shout out.
Wow, good stuff. Thanks for the shout-outs, Jimmy, and the help with that. We'll catch this segment on. It'll get going. We'll plug it in the future, and don't forget to call in next time, 844-967-2789. You have a couple more minutes if you want to still call in with your favorite places here across the board. Just make sure they're local. Make sure they're local if you're going to call in and give them a shout-out here. I do want to update you on a couple of things with Dan by Local. We talked with Colin as well. Again, you can find out a whole bunch more about our guests today, their organizations, on danbylocal.com. So danbylocal.com is the hub for so much. They have newsletters that they can put out. You can look for that. They have the webinars, the Monday morning webinars, 10 a.m. Free information. good stuff that's timely that they're putting together. Last week on the Monday morning webinar, Mark Pocan on the meeting. Also, Senator Agard on the meeting. Like, important people that if you want to talk to them directly or put the information in the chat and communicate with them, the opportunities are there. They were updating us on what the latest is in terms of relief for the pandemic, what they're doing, looking at doing at the state level, what's happening at the federal level, and ways you can find out and stay on top of all of that, including giving input about the PPP situation, what didn't work so great last time, and what hopefully they can correct moving forward as new legislation is expected to come out here in the first quarter yet, hopefully, once they get back to work in a little bit. So those Monday morning webinars, very easy to find, dmylocal.com. Click on the Zoom link, sit through the meeting. Can keep your video on or off, depending on if you're still in your pajamas or not. Whatever, that's up to you. But it is really, really good information. Also, Dan by Local has a great resource for different types of businesses in the community. If you're looking for local businesses for any type of service, you can search through the Dan by Local registry, membership registry, and find someone for any type of service that you're looking for. So really, really good stuff there at danbylocal.com. Jimmy, do you have a score prediction for today? Going back to the game.
Oh, boy. You know, the Rams have a really good defense. I know that. Packers have number one offense in the league. I think the Packers are going to eke out a win. I think it's going to be close, though. 28-30, somewhere in that area. How about yourself?
I'm feeling a little more confident that the Packers will stretch out the lead a little bit. I think it might be 38-23. That's what I'm going for. I know this isn't a sports program, but come on. We're both in our Packer gear, and it's a big game today. So
it's the playoffs. Playoffs.
Hey, and the Packers are local in a sense as well. We're excited about it. There's going to be some fans there today. They're doing it in a safe way, so that's good to see as well. I want to thank our guests again. You know, just to recap, the whole point of today's program was really just to get information about communication because we see so much of it. Now there's more ways for us to communicate. Be thoughtful in that. Think about that a little bit more. You know, Val told me a story. Val, who was on the first guest of the day, told me a story about how she thought about, you know, people used to write letters, right? They used to, before we had all this instant communication, you might be really upset about something. You might write down this letter to get all your feelings out, and you were going to, you know, maybe send that to somebody. And then that letter, you look at it the next day before you put it in the mail, and you think, did I really want to say all that to somebody? Is this really necessary? Is there a better, more productive way for me to go about that communication?
They had that built-in cool-off period.
Yes, exactly, right? So now we don't have that. Now we're just instant everywhere. So think just a little bit more, maybe. Go back to that old, if you're old enough to remember when we used to just be able to send letters, you know, think about that. We used to have that opportunity to maybe not send that letter, maybe not put that in the mail. Still important to get all those feelings and emotions out, but maybe pause before you click post or send or one of those things in the future. It does matter how we speak to each other, how we communicate, the words we use, and the way we go about it. And no better example of that than Will Green, who is on the program as well today. And I can't thank Will enough for sharing his story, talking about Mentoring Positives. Again, you can find out a bunch more there, mentoringpositives.org or Mentoring Positives. You can look him up on Facebook. Will's an incredible guy that's done so much. Apparently, he's got a really wicked basketball game too, so watch out for that. If you ever, you know, get back to doing that stuff and he's doing pickup against you, watch out. But Will's just been entrenched in this community doing so much good stuff. And then, of course, Colin Murray from Dane by Local. Appreciate all the updates, all the help DBL has been given to our businesses and nonprofits here locally. And we thank you, the listener. And next week, we hope you get some calls in. Think about it a little bit. Some local shout-outs, places you love, restaurants, coffee places, gift stores, retail, street names, sites. Think about those things. Bring them with you next week and call in 844-967-2789. This has been Show 3 of Let's Get Local. You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7. For Jimmy, for everyone here at Devil Radio, I'm Jason Hafeman. We'll catch you next week for more local talk on Let's Get Local.